Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is Traces by Margaret Yocum. She lives in Farmington and Rangeley and is the author of All Kinds of Fur, Erasure Poems and New Translations of a Tale from the Brothers Grimm. A folklorist, she founded the Folklore Studies Program at George Mason University, where she taught for 36 years. She writes, "Soon after my husband and I bought a house in Farmington, I lingered in its empty country pantry, remembering my grandparents' homes in the Pennsylvania German farmland where I was raised. My eye fastened on a burnt spot on the wooden counter that lay on top of the storage bins. As I bent down to it, I realized that the spot took the shape of a clothes iron. How had I, in these first weeks, missed seeing it? Had it just, somehow, risen up through the unpainted wood? Well, no, but I began wondering about the woman of this house who had made that mark. What had happened to make her turn from her ironing and leave her wood stove hot iron face down on the counter? Why did she, and all the women after her, leave that burnt spot there? Why was I going to leave it there as well?" Traces by Margaret Yocum. I traced the shape she burnt once onto the pantry's wooden counter of her house, now nearly mine. My fingertip slides along the swell of its side, toward the tip and down again, squat and small, her wood stove iron, her message to me from last century or the century before. Perhaps they called to her from the icy street, or the side yard of her children's play. Perhaps she paused from sheets and tablecloths, shirt after shirt after shirt, the smell of starch. Perhaps the west window's winter sun was enough, snowdrifts around the young spruce, shadows cloak a passerby, the village clock strikes five. No matter, the iron burned the wood, scent of seared pine, of ash, of house fires that her town was heir to. She did not rub that surface smooth, left her mark of drift and daydream, accident or alarm. Her house stands empty now. I follow paw prints through the horseless barn, part the pantry door's brown velvet curtains, push open a narrow closet door, touch a newel post, pull off its acorn finial, loose and leaning, search the hollow for what she might have hidden there. Unlit stairs wind up. My first dream in her house, ink spills black on a white windowsill. That was Traces by Margaret Yocum. All of the poems in the series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chuten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Poems From Here is produced by Lucy Suchek. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.